Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
WPHT-WPHT-HD-WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Hunter Biden's federal gun trial, the sister-in-law / Gumata testified today. And it is the 80th anniversary of D-Day. President Trump is speaking at an Arizona town hall as we speak. Excuse me, future President Trump. And Biden was an embarrassment on the world stage today, just a disgrace. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here today. D-Day is, to me, the most significant day in the war, World War II, at least insofar as the European theater. And let's face it, had we lost the war in Europe, we would probably have not won the war in the Pacific theater. So it was incredibly important, D-Day, in my opinion. And I, like I said, went to the World War II Museum with my friends back in November. We spent 5 hours there. We could have spent 5 days there. And I highly recommend you do it at some point in your life. It's worth it. New Orleans is a great city anyway. But going to see the World War II Museum, 100% worth it. Really is. Just making the trip for that. It's that well done. It's that well done. I could go on and on about that. But so every year on D-Day, I always like to bring some new information that you may not know to the table. And I think it's important. Today I talked about Operation Fortitude. I wanted to mention this, the paratroopers. So earlier in the show, Dave McCormick was on. He's a member of the 82nd Airborne. The paratroopers played a very important role in the D-Day invasion. And there's an article about this that I'd seen a couple years ago. And I just want to share a little bit with you. It said the D-Day invasion began with a dangerous attack by American paratroopers, dropped behind enemy lines to soften up the German troops and to secure needed targets. The paratroopers knew that if the accompanying assault by sea failed, there would be no rescue. As you know, the naval operation that day was known as Operation Neptune, which is also an incredible, incredible operation. The details of that are incredible. But let me just stick with this for a moment. Departing from Portland Bill on the English coast, the 101st and 82nd U.S. Airborne Divisions were dropped on the Cherbourg Peninsula. From that point, the 101st was to secure the western end behind Utah and head off an eastern German advance. The 82nd, landing further inland, was to seize the bridges and halt an advance from the west. Heavy fog and German guns proved formidable challenges. The pilots were unable to drop the paratroopers precisely as planned. The 101st Division suffered great losses. Only 1/6 of the men reached their destination points. The 1st Regiment of the 82nd Division fared better, but the 2nd suffered heavy supply losses. Much of the division was left without sufficient arms. Still, both divisions managed to form smaller improvised squads and organize themselves to wage a fight. By 04:30, the 82nd had captured the town of Stey-Mer-Eagle in France. A weight on their shoulders. Paratroopers carried an average of 70 pounds of equipment. Officers averaged 90 pounds of gear. With the parachute, men weighed in at 90 to 120 pounds over their body weight. The paratroopers were jumping into unknown territory and needed to be prepared for any encounter or conditions. Here's what they took. An M1 Garland rifle with 8-round clip, cartridge belt with canteen, hand grenades, parachute and pack, anti-flash headgear and gloves, pocket compass, machete, 45 caliber Colt automatic pistol, flares, and a message book. The officer pack had a Sten gun, spare magazines with 9mm ammunition, 2 pounds of plastic high explosives, 2 .36 primed hand grenades, 2 full belt of Vickers, .303 ammunition, wire cutters, radio batteries, small pack, basic equipment webbing, 48 hours worth of rations, water, cooking and washing kit. Spread throughout the pockets, loaded .45 automatic pistol, medical kit, 2 additional pound HE knife, escape survival kit, toggle rope, and additional personal items. The emergency rations that the men carried with them that day on D-Day, as they parachuted from the sky, 4 pieces of chewing gum, 2 bouillon cubes, 2 Nescafe instant coffees, 2 sugar cubes and creamers, 4 Hershey bars, 1 pack of Charms candy, 1 package of pipe tobacco, 1 bottle of water purification tablets to purify the water. To use, they had to put 2 tablets in a canteen full of water and shake briskly. Wait 30 minutes before drinking the water. If the water is dirty or discolored, use 4 tablets. So I thought that was interesting. Stey-Mer-Eagle. Am I saying it right? I got my friend who taught French in France telling me how to say it. So she's saying it's Stey-Mer-Eagle. I probably need some work. I need like Rosetta Stone or something. Get me the French Rosetta Stone. Stey-Mer-Eagle. How's that? Is that better? Stey-Mer-Eagle. Je ne sais pas. I think that's good, right?
I don't think so.
Pepe Le Pew. My Italian pronunciation's pretty good, but French not so good. Fromage, right? Cheese? Yes, see? Oui. Stey-Mer-Eagle. There, I nailed it, I think I did. I don't know. I think I need a tutor. Maybe I can get a French tutor. I'm just saying. All right. So that's something. And also Operation Neptune on D-Day was, and you may know about this, but it's a naval component of Operation Overlord. It began in the early hours of 6 June 1944. Remember, D-Day was originally going to be on the 5th of June, but they changed it because of the weather. I played you earlier at the start of the show Eisenhower's message to everybody. You know, let's replay that, Matt, and obviously it repeats, so we'll just play it for the first time this time around. But Eisenhower also wrote a 2nd letter to the troops, And in this one, it would have been if D-Day had failed, in which he says, despite the heroic actions of the Army and the Navy, the failure is mine and mine alone, taking full responsibility for it in case it had gone wrong. But this is Eisenhower's message on D-Day, June 6, 1944. Take a listen.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking. Soldiers?
Now, the Omaha Beach, this was amazing, was where the success seemed the most dubious. American GIs remained pinned down. The casualty rate at Omaha was about 70%. Amazing. They were pinned down, unable to move forward onto the bluffs from where the German troops poured murderous fire. Successive waves of infantrymen attempting to come ashore only added to the chaotic situation. What saved the day for the Allies was a handful of British and American destroyers. Officially, the destroyers were only to screen the invasion fleet from U-boats and the smaller, faster E-boats. Yet with the crisis on Omaha reaching a critical point, they were ordered to provide close-in fire support for the troops stuck on the beach. Rear Admiral Carlton F. Bryant, who commanded the Naval Gunfire Support Groups, radioed a message from his battle station on board Texas to the nearby destroyers. Get on them, men. Get on them. They are raising hell with the men on the beach, and we can't have any more of that. We must stop it. Among the first Allied ships lost during the invasion, destroyer Cory took heavy fire from enemy shore batteries even before H hour began at 0630. While originally believed sunk by a shot striking her amidships, Cory hit a mine and broke in two. After her forward engine room, forward fire room, and aft fire room flooded, the order to abandon ship came in at 0641. She went to the bottom in less than 30 minutes, taking 24 men with her. So there's a lot about Operation Neptune. I could do a whole show about that, the U.S. Navy on D-Day, but it is remarkable how many the fleet consisted of thousands of warships, landing craft, and merchant vessels under the command of Admiral Sir Bertram H. Ramsay. Divided into a Western task force and Eastern British task force. We were the Western. The beaches earmarked for invasion included five beaches designated Sword, Gold, Juno, Omaha, and Utah. Under the direction of Admiral Ernest J. King, a task force had been formed to control operations and the training for the cross-channel assault. Under the command of Rear Admiral Alan G. Kirk, Task Force 122 Western Task Force formed and continued developing plans for the naval part of the operation. The U.S. warships, alongside some British and French vessels, were designated either Force O for Omaha or Force U for Utah. The numerous Allied ships arrayed in the English Channel steamed to the severely congested rendezvous point, Area Zebra, or Piccadilly Circus, for the final dive into the beaches. The astonishing force included 284 warships, five battleships, 23 cruisers, and scores of destroyers and destroyer escorts. Those on board the ships could hear, if they could not see, hundreds of airplanes filled with well-trained paratroopers from the 82nd and 101st Airborne Divisions, designed to be scattered far from the assigned drop zones. The paratroop misdrops actually helped sow confusion in the German high command, convincing many that a much larger force had jumped into France. Opening the invasion, a naval bombardment within the American sectors was expected to coincide with the arrival of the 8th Air Force bombers. Allied planners wanted to preserve the element of surprise, allotting the U.S. Navy only an hour to bombard the assigned beaches. Fearing that a longer pre-invasion strike would allow the Germans time to assemble forces and counterattack, the agreed-upon bombardments went ahead as planned, but were ultimately doomed to failure. Battleships Arkansas and Texas shelled Omaha Beach alongside two French cruisers, Montcalm and Georges Leguay. Hoping I got that one right. Find out soon. Firing in the hope of liberating their homeland, Nevada struck positions at Utah Beach, firing 337 rounds of 14-inch shells and nearly 2,700 rounds from her 5-inch guns. The GIs and the tiny Higgins boats heading to shore watched in awe as the shells flew over their heads at the enemy positions. Despite the Navy's remarkable firepower, German forces did not suffer significant casualties during the bombardment. As the assaulting infantry division sadly discovered, most of the Navy and Army air forces landed well behind enemy fortifications and troop positions. So, just amazing. Like I said, I could do a whole show on just Operation Neptune alone. Something that is shameful that's happening right now is that Joe Biden is using this fake executive order to try to pretend like he's being tough on the border. Jen Psaki snarks, admitted that this is just nothing more than a political stunt, that Joe Biden has to do something as he's losing so badly now and that immigration is the biggest issue in the country. So she said Biden had to do something here. That's how bad things are going for him. This was on a discussion on MSNBC's Morning Joe. I know this is painful, but just think about the suffering on D-Day and you'll get through it. Cut 12.
Yeah, look, I think there are a couple things that are true at the same time. One, the system, the border is broken for a range of reasons, including security being broken at the border. The wall is not going to fix it. I mean, technology has advanced, I would say, over the past couple of decades. There's lots of technology that can be used to secure the border. That's part of what needs to happen. If you're in the minds of the White House, you want to do that. Also pairing with a more humane asylum system, which is completely broken and unfair to the people who are seeking asylum and trying to come across the border. They knew, I think, as soon as that deal fell apart, which, just to reiterate what Chris Matthews was saying, was because Donald Trump called Mike Johnson and said, kill the deal. And Mike Johnson said, yes, sir, I will kill the deal. That's why it happened. It was a deal that was so conservative and Democrats gave so much on that many Republicans were saying, wow, I can't believe we got all of these things. And a lot of Democrats were mad about it. They knew in that moment they had to do something. The border, there needs to be something that's done, but also politically, this is one of the biggest vulnerabilities. And regardless of who's mad about the details of what's in here and what isn't in here, it's a political vulnerability for the president and his campaign. They know that. They knew they would have to do something like an executive order before the election politically as well. And that's what we're seeing play out.
But even Chuck Todd. Now, I don't know, Matt, was this on the weekly Meet the Press or the Chuck Todd podcast, the Chuck Cast?
No, this was Meet the Press Now, which is, yeah, their daily version of Meet the Press, where he frequently appears as a guest because he's not allowed to host anymore.
Oh, that's right, because he stunk as a host. So if you can't get your fix of Meet the Press, you can't wait till Sunday. You're like Hunter Biden waiting for cocaine or crack. You just said, I need my Meet the Press. I need it now. I need it now. By the way, in the Hunter Biden trial came out that the day after he did the gun application, he texted somebody about making a score for drugs, and then the next day after that, did drugs on the roof of a car. All that came out in trial today. So he's got a lot of problems, a lot of problems. But anyway, this is even Chuck Todd acknowledging that this will gain him nothing politically. Cut 13.
From okay, the Trump,
I'm
going
to be really cynical here. The whole point was, right, is get caught trying. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't meet the courts, right, then you were right. You tried and to then, do it. It's this. By doing it the way they did it, they ended up not getting the credit from the folks who wanted to see them get tougher.
Right.
At the same time, they ended up making the those that are advocates for a different policy angrier about it.
And another factor was, you know, the Mexican elections, the new president, you know, they haven't had the best relationship always with AMLO.
Okay.
New president,
but
they need the cooperation.
It was going to be the same party. They all of this is excuse making. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like by waiting. I was talking with somebody else very close to this White House, wondering the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, this could have been done. The timing of it, they did it in a way to get minimum political gain from it. And in fact, and actually maximum political pain.
Yeah. And the irony, of course, of this is that Joe Biden said all he can do. He did all he could do in January. Remember this? When he said he did all he could do. Cut 16.
With executive authority, or is there more you could do?
Give me the power. I've asked for the very day I got in office. Give me the border patrol. Give me the people. Give me the people, the judges. Give me the people who can stop this and make it work
for us. See that? He had no ability back then, but now he suddenly does. Here's Trump from his town hall in Arizona that just happened a short time. Excuse me. Oh, man. I need a sneeze button in addition to a cough button. This is Trump's Arizona town hall. It is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, veneriadental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. With two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VANARIA, veneriadental.com. Don't forget, Politics and Pints with New York Times bestselling author Jack Carr, Tuesday, June 25th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. Tickets are on sale now at 1210WPHT.com. Here's what Trump said today, just a few moments ago. Take a listen.
If Joe Biden truly wanted to sign an executive order to stop the invasion, he only needs a single, think of it, a single sentence, and it would say, I hereby immediately reinstate every single border policy of a gentleman named Donald J. Trump, who was president of the United States.
See, there you go. Good job. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Take a quick break, but I do want to tell you before we go to break that NJ Diets can help you lose some weight. 20 to 40 plus pounds guaranteed. Guaranteed weight loss in only 40 days' time. 40 days' time. You're going to look great for summer. July 4th is a month away. So you could be well on your way to being done with the program and 40 pounds lighter. Fat gone off your body with NJDiet.com. Please don't do those shots. They're being banned in European countries, and they have a lot of side effects, plus you got to take them for the rest of your life. You want to go to NJDiet.com and do it today, 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET. You'll have the doctor's personal email, the doctor's personal phone number, and like I said, guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days' time. 855-5-NJ-DIET, locations close by in King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, and online with live online video consultations. NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
In New Jersey, Raritan High School, their marching band, they are actually in Normandy today performing 6 decades after D-Day. I don't know if you noticed when they played Taps today, Joe Biden turned around. Did you see that when that happened? They played Taps and Joe Biden just turns around and just faces the back. And then everybody's looking around and they don't know what to do. So Macron and his wife, they also turn around. I mean, the guy's friggin' lost it. This is interesting. Biden's not interesting. It's terrible. His war on oil and gas has cost the United States $250 billion in lost GDP. Joe Biden's war on the oil and gas industry has cost the United States more than $250 billion in lost economic activity, according to a new study. The Committee to Unleash Prosperity released the findings of its study to the Daily Wire after U.S. oil production under Biden has failed to reach the same trend line regarding rate of growth that was achieved under former President Donald Trump. And the study was conducted by Stephen Moore. We should get him back on the show. He's been on before. He's great. The Energy Information Agency had predicted that the U.S. could produce as much as 15 million barrels of oil under current trends. The daily oil production averaged 13.2 million barrels, which is close to the peak reached under Trump. But we got a lot of problems here with our energy independence, no question about it. I wanted to mention this to you as well. Haley Biden testified today that when she saw the gun, she was terrified and threw it into a dumpster. So we know for a fact that Hunter Biden had the gun. We now know that the laptop is absolutely 100% Hunter Biden's, not Russian disinformation. We know exactly the reason why it is that Hunter Biden lied on his form and admitted to doing so and was trying to use drugs the next day. The question that I have, the poll that I have on Twitter right now on X is, do you think Joe Biden will be the candidate? Do you think he'll be the candidate? Riley Gaines posted a picture of him standing outside the SUV, looking around like he has no clue where the hell he is. And she said, if you can't acknowledge this as a clear sign of dementia, then you either have a very bad case of Trump derangement syndrome, you hate this country, or you just hate old people. Not many other reasons why someone could be so jaded. Yeah, it's very true. Joe Biden just stands there looking around like he has no idea what he's doing. And eventually they have to, like, you know, push him into the car. So the question for you to answer, the poll that I have, is will Joe Biden be the candidate in November? Yes or no? Very simple. I'm not asking you for who it's going to be. It's yes or no. Will Joe Biden be the candidate? As of right now, 69% say no. 31% say yes. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to please vote in that Twitter poll. I will repost it right now. I'll pin it to my profile so that you can see it if you just go to my X page, at Rich Zeoli. Will Biden be the nominee? Convention is until the end of August. And the poll will end in 19 hours. So, you know, like I've said to you, I think the way they get him out, because you have the Kamala Harris problem, is cranky Sotomayor leaves the Supreme Court. They appoint Kamala Harris to take her seat. They push Kamala Harris through. She gets confirmed as a justice, which won't be hard because the Democrats control the Senate. Mitch McConnell's not going to put up a fight. And then Joe Biden pardons his son because he just can't risk his son going through another trial. This one being about the financial crimes that directly implicate President Joe Biden. But let's not forget that sweetheart deal that I tell you never call a sweetheart deal because it was a plea deal to protect the president of the United States of America. That plea deal, that plea agreement is gone now. So all the financial crimes are going to come out. And Biden can pardon Hunter, make all of that go away. Remember, you don't have to be found guilty. You don't even have to be charged to get a pardon. So he can just pardon his son, do it as a loving dad, recognize that that's the end of his political career. But sometimes you got to be a dad first. He's out, Kamala's out, and then the convention, they pull a fast one. There's no way they can run this guy in November. Politico has also reported that Kamala might be interested in becoming governor of California if the presidential election doesn't go well for the Biden-Harris ticket. Well, that's also interesting. They got to get rid of her. That's got to be the one. And they got to do it. So what else do I have to say here? I'd like to play Reagan's full speech from Normandy. Do you think we can squeeze that in? Or I don't know if we have time to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be tight because the whole speech, I think, is about 14 minutes.
All right, let's replay the clip of Reagan from President Ronald Reagan from 1984 on D-Day. That was the 40th anniversary on June 6th. The entire speech is incredible, and I would encourage you to listen to the whole thing. It's one of my favorite speeches in American history, I think. But we'll play these two cuts right now for you. And like I said, on D-Day, it's always very important to me that we never forget what we're doing. Actually, before I play that, let me play you this pathetic political nonsense from Tony Blinken about the resolve that they showed on D-Day. Think about this now, is the resolve that Joe Biden is showing now. This guy can't even get through a speech without wearing Depends and taking a nap. But nevertheless, cut two.
The same resolve that the extraordinary men and women that we're celebrating today showed then, he's showing now. Because they did what they did, we're here today. And we not only have a responsibility to honor what they did, but the real way to honor it is to make sure that we're good in our time, in our moment, in standing up to the challenges that we face. And one of those we see now is aggression from Russia, not only against Ukraine, but against the very principles at the heart of the international system that were put in place after World War II to try to make sure that we didn't have another world war.
See, he's got the same resolve as those people that stormed the men that stormed the beaches on June 6th. Pathetic, really pathetic. I'll play you the Reagan cut in just a second. I do want to mention as well that we'll be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey on June 21st. So that's coming up. So mark your calendar for that. And then we have our Jack Carr event, Politics and Pints with Jack Carr, Tuesday, June 25th. The Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown. Tickets are on sale now at 1210WPHT.com. So please do that today and get your tickets because it will sell out, no doubt about it. There's also a story from The Blaze how a new memo shows how the FBI pressured the Nashville Police Department about the Trans Killers Manifesto. Remember the manifesto after the shooting at that Christian school? And the police chief confirmed that day that there was a manifesto. And then it disappeared. And we never heard about it, and they hid it. Well, the FBI appears to have counseled the Metro Nashville Police Department against releasing the manifesto belonging to the Covenant School killer. Officials with the FBI's Critical Incident Response Group wrote to the Nashville Police Chief John Drake on May 11th, 2023, approximately 6 weeks after the school massacre, about the, quote, protection of legacy tokens. For all the reasons listed above, release of legacy tokens such as this would endanger school security across the country. The memo does not specifically mention the Covenant School tragedy or the transgender perpetrator, but the timing of the memo and its message is not a coincidence. The FBI provided three reasons to persuade the Nashville police from releasing legacy tokens. First, the FBI claimed that they will contribute to future attacks. Second, the FBI said legacy tokens do not provide the answers or comfort sought by the public and surviving victims. Third, the FBI claimed legacy tokens facilitate false narratives and inaccurate information and even conspiracy theories. Gotta wonder, would the FBI be saying this if it was a white supremacist who shot up that school? The memo goes on to say public release of legacy tokens from all mass shootings, but school shootings in particular, will likely spark incredibly intense interest and study by potential offenders who are considering a school-based attack. For all the reasons listed above, release of legacy tokens such as this would endanger school security across the country. Experts agree that as a society, we must do everything we can to prevent all mass shootings, including school shootings, from happening in the future. A clear step we can take is limiting the availability of legacy tokens for ideation, study, and inspiration by those considering an attack. The Nashville Police Department confirmed the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit. As we have publicly acknowledged, the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit has assisted in this homicide investigation. Any material related to that assistance that is part of the open case file is protected. As I referenced earlier today, our homicide team is working to bring this matter to a conclusion. The killer's manifesto has been the subject of a contentious legal drama. A Tennessee judge recently heard arguments about releasing the manifesto. The media and some officials believe there is a public interest in the manifesto, while some parents have fought to block its release. I'm just saying it's no doubt that if this had been a white supremacist, then it would have been out there that very same day. But it's a trans shooter who hates Christians and hates straight people, so we'll never see it. At least we won't see it unless somebody leaks it like Steven Crowder did. All right, listen, Dr. Mike Venneri, a great guy, great friend of the show, the master of dental implants, or simply nobody better when it comes to your smile. He has two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, so go see him today for your perfect smile. I love the work of Dr. Mike Venneri, and he's also been recognized by his colleagues as a master of dental implants for 10 years in a row, 10 consecutive years. Mama Zioli discovered him for our family, and I'm so grateful she did because we love the great work that he gives. And we're in special occasion season, so it's time for you to get that beautiful smile you deserve. Just go to VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, and you'll see the great care of Mike, of Dr. Mike. And on Sunday, actually, I got to mention to you, I mentioned this before, so Patrick and Claire are doing a lemonade stand to help raise money for kids with cancer. So Dr. Mike's daughter, who's terrific, by the way, she really is. She's a sweetheart. She's running this organization called Sunday's Kids, and they raise money for kids with cancer in our area. And Patrick and Claire wanted to help out, so they're doing a lemonade stand. So if you're in the area of Mount Laurel, New Jersey, on Sunday between 11 and 1, Laurel Acres Park, stop by and grab some lemonade and we'll help raise some money for that. But Dr. Mike's daughter is terrific. And Dr. Mike's great. He'll probably swing by as well. Great guy, great friend of the show. And he's my dentist and my wife's dentist, too. Bridget's getting her caps replaced with Dr. Mike. And if you need complicated dental implant work done, Dr. Mike is your guy. So just go to VanariaDental.com. It's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I want to close the show today by playing President Reagan's speech at Normandy because this president's a disgrace and Reagan hit the ball out of the park. I can't play the whole speech, but a good chunk of it, especially where he mentions Philadelphia too. But I want to say thank you for joining us today. It's a very important day in our history. I want to make sure it's not lost. We have to always remember D-Day. We have to make sure it's taught to our kids. We have to remember what they did to defeat the greatest evil known to mankind in the last century and in modern times. And we have to remember that America is an incredible country. America is not an awful place, despite what our kids are taught in school. But before I do that, I want to thank my friends at Garden State Earthworks. They are the absolute best in solving your water problems. Just go to GardenStateEarthworks.com or call them at 856-848-4444. Now, they're extremely busy because water problems never get better on their own, and these guys are the best at what they do. But if you call them at 856-848-4444 and tell them I sent you, they will make you a priority. My buddy Lou Vargo will take great care of you and make sure that the work is done. Guaranteed. They drain the water away. That's what they do. So if you have any problems with water, with your hardscaping, landscaping, swimming pool, causing that pool liner to shift, anything like that, you need the guys at Garden State Earthworks. Water getting in your basement, damaging your foundation, these problems only get worse and cost you more money in damages down the road. So get it fixed today. GardenStateEarthworks.com, 856-848-4444. Tell them I sent you and they'll make you a priority, 856-848-4444. Here's President Reagan, 40 years ago today. Take a listen.
We're here to mark that day in history when the Allied armies joined in battle to reclaim this continent to liberty. For four long years, much of Europe had been under a terrible shadow. Free nations had fallen. Jews cried out in the camps. Millions cried out for liberation. Europe was enslaved and the world prayed for its rescue. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. Here the Allies stood and fought against tyranny in a giant undertaking unparalleled in human history. We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. The air is soft, but 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944, 225 Rangers jumped off the British landing craft and ran to the bottom of these cliffs. Their mission was one of the most difficult and daring of the invasion: to climb these sheer and desolate cliffs and take out the enemy guns. The Allies had been told that some of the mightiest of these guns were here, and they would be trained on the beaches to stop the Allied advance. The Rangers looked up and saw the enemy soldiers at the edge of the cliffs shooting down at them with machine guns and throwing grenades, and the American Rangers began to climb. They shot rope ladders over the face of these cliffs and began to pull themselves up. When one Ranger fell, another would take his place. When one rope was cut, a Ranger would grab another and begin his climb again. They climbed, shot back, and held their footing. Soon, one by one, the Rangers pulled themselves over the top, and in seizing the firm land at the top of these cliffs, they began to seize back the continent of Europe. 225 came here. After 2 days of fighting, only 90 could still bear arms. And behind me is a memorial that symbolizes the Ranger daggers that were thrust into the top of these cliffs. And before me are the men who put them there. These are the boys of Puente Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs. These are the champions who helped free a continent. And these are the heroes who helped end a war. Gentlemen, I look at you and I think of the words of Stephen Spender's poem. You were men who in your, quote, lives fought for life and left the vivid air signed with your honor. The men of Normandy had faith that what they were doing was right, faith that they fought for all humanity, faith that a just God would grant them mercy on this beachhead or on the next. It was the deep knowledge, and pray God we have not lost it, that there is a profound moral difference between the use of force for liberation and the use of force for conquest. You were here to liberate, not to conquer. And so you and those others did not doubt your cause. And you were right not to doubt. You all knew that some things are worth dying for. One's country is worth dying for. And democracy is worth dying for because it's the most deeply honorable form of government ever devised by man. All of you loved liberty. All of you were willing to fight tyranny. And you knew the people of your countries were behind you. The Americans who fought here that morning knew word of the invasion was spreading through the darkness back home. They fought, or felt in their hearts, though they couldn't know in fact, that in Georgia they were filling the churches at 4 a.m. In Kansas, they were kneeling on their porches and praying. And in Philadelphia, they were ringing the Liberty Bell. Something else helped the men of D-Day. Their rock-hard belief that Providence would have a great hand in the events that would unfold here. That God was an ally in this great cause.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Oh. I want to close the show today by playing President Reagan's speech at Normandy, because this president's a disgrace, and Reagan hit the ball out of the park. I can't play the whole speech, but a good chunk of it, especially where he mentions Philadelphia, too. But I want to say thank you for joining us today. It's a very important day in our history. I want to make sure it's not lost. We have to always remember D-Day. We have to make sure it starts to our kids. We have to remember what they did to defeat the greatest evil known to mankind in the last century and in modern times. And we have to remember that America is an incredible country. America is not an awful place, despite what our kids are taught in school. But before I do that, I want to thank my friends at Garden State Earthworks. They are the absolute best in solving your water problems. Just go to GardenStateEarthworks.com or call them at 856-848-4444. Now, they're extremely busy because water problems never get better on their own, and these guys are the best at what they do. But if you call them at 856-848-4444 and tell them I sent you, they will make you a priority. My buddy Lou Vargo will take great care of you and make sure that the work is done. Guaranteed. They drain the water away. That's what they do. So if you have any problems with water, with your hardscaping, landscaping, swimming pool, causing that pool liner to shift, anything like that, you need the guys at Garden State Earthworks. Water getting in your basement, damaging your foundation, these problems only get worse and cost you more money in damages down the road. So get it fixed today. GardenStateEarthworks.com, 856-848-4444. Tell them I sent you and they'll make you a priority, 856-848-4444. Here's President Reagan, 40 years ago today. Take a listen.
We're here to mark that day in history when the Allied armies joined in battle to reclaim this continent to liberty. For four long years, much of Europe had been under a terrible shadow. Free nations had fallen. Jews cried out in the camps. Millions cried out for liberation. Europe was enslaved and the world prayed for its rescue. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. Here the Allies stood and fought against tyranny in a giant undertaking unparalleled in human history. We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. The air is soft, but 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944, 225 Rangers jumped off the British landing craft and ran to the bottom of these cliffs. Their mission was one of the most difficult and daring of the invasion: to climb these sheer and desolate cliffs and take out the enemy guns. The Allies had been told that some of the mightiest of these guns were here, and they would be trained on the beaches to stop the Allied advance. The Rangers looked up and saw the enemy soldiers at the edge of the cliffs shooting down at them with machine guns and throwing grenades, and the American Rangers began to climb. They shot rope ladders over the face of these cliffs and began to pull themselves up. When one Ranger fell, another would take his place. When one rope was cut, a Ranger would grab another and begin his climb again. They climbed, shot back, and held their footing. Soon, one by one, the Rangers pulled themselves over the top, and in seizing the firm land at the top of these cliffs, they began to seize back the continent of Europe. 225 came here. After 2 days of fighting, only 90 could still bear arms. And behind me is a memorial that symbolizes the Ranger daggers that were thrust into the top of these cliffs. And before me are the men who put them there. These are the boys of Puente Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs. These are the champions who helped free a continent. And these are the heroes who helped end a war. Gentlemen, I look at you and I think of the words of Stephen Spender's poem. You were men who in your, quote, lives fought for life and left the vivid air signed with your honor. The men of Normandy had faith that what they were doing was right, faith that they fought for all humanity, faith that a just God would grant them mercy on this beachhead or on the next. It was the deep knowledge, and pray God we have not lost it, that there is a profound moral difference between the use of force for liberation and the use of force for conquest. You were here to liberate, not to conquer. And so you and those others did not doubt your cause. And you were right not to doubt. You all knew that some things are worth dying for. One's country is worth dying for. And democracy is worth dying for because it's the most deeply honorable form of government ever devised by man. All of you loved liberty. All of you were willing to fight tyranny. And you knew the people of your countries were behind you. The Americans who fought here that morning knew word of the invasion was spreading through the darkness back home. They fought, or felt in their hearts, though they couldn't know in fact, that in Georgia they were filling the churches at 4 a.m. In Kansas, they were kneeling on their porches and praying. And in Philadelphia, they were ringing the Liberty Bell. Something else helped the men of D-Day. Their rock-hard belief that Providence would have a great hand in the events that would unfold here. That God was an ally in this great cause.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.